Welcome to Kingdom Conversations, where revival is not a concept, it's a calling. I'm your host, Pastor Philip Burns, and this is where fire meets truth, prayer fuels power, and the presence of God is everything. Each week, we dive into spirit-filled preaching, prophetic insight, and practical kingdom strategies to ignite your faith and equip you to carry awakening into your home, your church, and your city. Because a hope for this nation is not a political system. It's the body of Christ. This generation doesn't need performance, they need presence. So get ready, take your place, and let the fire fall because revival is here. Good morning. You're listening to Kingdom Conversations. I'm Pastor Philip Burns.
And I'm Xander Matthews. You know, Pastor, we live in the noisiest generation ever. Our phones buzz, media never stops, and yet God is still speaking.
Wow, that's right. The problem isn't that God's gone silent by any means. It's that actually we've turned up the volume on everything else in life.
You know, Scripture in John 10:27 says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." So if we're His, the Bible tells us we should be hearing Him.
Absolutely. God is still speaking. He speaks through His Word, through His Spirit, and His people. He's not hiding. He desires and wants a relationship with us.
And one of the things I believe we need to do is not overcomplicate it.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not riddles. It's a father talking to his kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, really, I've learned this about my personal life. If you binge Netflix 5 hours a night, you probably are going to struggle to hear even God's whisper.
Exactly. You can't expect clarity in chaos. You have to make space. Mm-hmm. Turn off the noise to tune into his voice. Mm-hmm. You got to develop some discipline in life, really. Prayer, fasting, journaling even. Those aren't religious chores. They're tuning forks for your spirit.
Right. It's kind of like spiritual noise-canceling headphones.
Oh.
But my question for you is, how do we know if the voice that we're listening to is God's voice?
It's a great question, Xander. It's actually pretty simple. God's voice never contradicts His Word.
Mm.
If it breeds fear or confusion, it's not the shepherd. Because the shepherd's voice brings peace and brings direction, instruction, correction, but never fear or confusion. Matter of fact, he said that he did not give us a spirit of fear.
Mm.
And another verse says that he's not the author of confusion, but he did come to give us a sound mind. He did come to lead. His word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that we understand that if it's fear and confusion, it's not God. Okay. If it contradicts his word, it's not God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think one of the greatest things I learned from you was actually that if the voice that we're hearing is telling us to do something that glorifies God, it's probably God, not the devil, because he never will.
Absolutely. The devil will never instruct us to do anything to bring glory to God. He's not going to say, "Xander, go witness and lead this guy to Jesus." The enemy's not going to do that. That would be the voice of God. Oh, man. This week, why don't we do this, family? Why don't we carve out about 15, 20 minutes of our day? No phone, no iPads, no multitasking. Turn the TV off, no Roku, and just listen for him.
And when you hear his voice, I want to challenge you to follow it because that's where breakthrough happens.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, if this episode has helped you or blessed you in any way, will you share it with someone who needs clarity?
And keep tuning in, guys, because Kingdom Conversations are meant to shape kingdom living.